Mary. And also on the first Saturday of the month, dedicated to repair the most sorrow for the Immaculate Heart of Mary. So I would like to explain the introit, to try to deepen into the relevant introit of the Mass. So the introit says, Adeamus cum fiducia atronum gratiam, cum misericordiam consequamus, gratiam inveniamus in auxilio opportuno. So let's go to give confidence to the throne of grace, so that we may find new mercy. So the throne of grace, Immaculate Heart of Mary, the mediatrix of all graces, which is the throne of grace. And what I want to emphasize is the following word, when the android says, you go to the throne of grace, you go to Mary, you shall find mercy. So this is the title, one of the greatest titles of Mary, the Mother of Mercy. We know very well that besides because she's mother, she has the grace, and she wants she's performing the sanctification on souls. So she has the mission of the Holy Ghost on earth, the Blessed Virgin Mary. So mercy isolated from justice, belongs to Mary. So this is it was very well established, very understood in the Catholic Church, this reality that mercy belongs to Mary. And she's the one who dispenses mercy on behalf of God. So the catastrophe, I want to explain this because the catastrophe is this false devotion of divine mercy, they call divine mercy the Sister Faustina. Because it has a bad consequences beyond what we can imagine, this devotion of divine mercy. It's a false devotion condemned by the Church two times. Firstly, the main reason why the Church condemned it is because we can never separate Jesus from his cross, from his passion and death. So never Jesus without his cross, never the cross without Jesus. So that means that when we portray our Lord Jesus Christ, it's always in the works of art, always have been our Lord in his wounds, the time of thorns, his wounded side, and we found it in the Mosaic of Heart of Jesus. So the Mosaic of Heart of Jesus is the image that our Lord wanted to bring as to confirm that his love, his infinite love to us, will come through his wounds, his passion and death. His mercy, his love, comes to us through the cross, through his death on the cross, through his suffering, through his wounds, is what heals us. So it's never, our Lord, never the Church was to find our Lord without his wounds, without his cross, without the instruments of the passion. So in every work of art is our Lord, the mystery of the redemption is never without his wounds. So this is why this divine mercy not only get rid of the cross, because wants to have the grace of Christ, his goodness, his love, without his wounds, without his passion, without the need of cooperation and redemption. Not only gets rid of the cross, this is why that image was condemned, but also gets rid of the Blessed Virgin Mary, that the Protestants do. Why? Because the divine mercy, the mercy is the economy of mercy was given to the Blessed Virgin Mary. how to say that Jesus is the one who is going to dispense mercy, precisely to put away the cross, but also the resurrection. And as saying, we don't need help. Jesus suffices. And not only that, but the so-called promises to Sister Faustina gets rid of the rosary also. Why? Because Faustina, those revelations, quote-unquote revelations, said that this new chaplet has to be prayed with the beads of the most holy rosary, of the rosary that we use. And because the promises of divine mercy, quote-unquote promises, go hand in hand with the promise of the Holy Rosary. Basically, according to Faustina, gives the same promises of the Holy Rosary. So the people replace the rosary for the divine chaplet, you know, not divine man, for this chaplet of Faustina. So it's why it's so dangerous, so perverse. We cannot say otherwise. At least the devotion has been propagated by the modern Catholic Church. Get rid of the cross, of the Blessed Virgin Mary, as mediator of all graces, as the dispenser of love and mercy, and also get rid of the Holy Rosary, at least indirectly, indirectly. And this is why John Paul II liked it, because it fits very well with the modernist mindset, which is everybody says God is merciful with everyone. No, it's not necessary the cross, not necessary repentance, not necessary, it's not necessary anymore to hate sin or to get rid of sin. And Mary is not necessary anymore. Rosary is not anymore necessary because the chaplain fulfills those promises or gives those promises. So basically, it's get rid of many of the Catholic religion, basically, that God created. This is why it's so perverse and so dangerous. We don't think enough about these things. But this Fatima message concerning the first Saturdays reminds us the reality that God wants to dispense His mercy through Mary. Yes, but also asking that we repair. So if someone wants to repair Mary's heart against the offenses, that means that we have to hate sin. Because if we want to repair someone, we don't want to destroy. We don't want to make it worse. We don't want to offend Mary and Jesus. Jesus and Mary, so. This is why, and also I say Immaculate Care of Mary, Immaculate, especially with the feast of the Immaculate Conception, we know that we place the combat at the level of Mary and Jesus against sin, against the devil, against the only evil on this world, which is sin. So Immaculate Heart of Mary precisely is completely opposed to sinfulness and the devil and the works of the devil and the pomps and the world and the glories of the world, which is to perceive sinfulness, liberty, just simple. Precisely, the Immaculate Heart of Mary encloses the most important intention of God, the necessity of repairing or carrying the cross of the others to with our Lord, so to console Mary and to carry her cross by consoling her. And at the same time, getting rid of sin, getting rid of whatever is sinful in our life, in the life of the others. This is why it's totally the opposite, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, to the modernist Divine Mercy chaplet of the Faustina. Totally the opposite. So unbelievable. So this is the message of Fatima, which is still alive. This is more actual than ever. And this is about to be fulfilled in what is the true secret. It's been fulfilled many already, the true secret in many ways, but still, if you want to, this is still to be fulfilled, many things that are in the secret. But the chastisement and the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. is why is the opposite. So this is the greatest cherished feast of Fatima, the Catholic most loved, and to extend this feast to every day of our life. So we must be referring Mary not only on the first Saturday of the month, but we should extend that devotion to every day basis, to every day, to do it every day. This is why last time I was insisting to you about the Our Lady of Solitude. Because Our Lady of Solitude gives us precisely the reminder that we are obliged to repair and to console Mary, and to accompany her, and to find ways of giving souls to her and to releasing her anguish and her sadness by contemplating and doing works of prayer and penance and accompanying her at the foot of the cross and also in her solitude. This is why I will keep insisting in that devotion, because it's exactly what the three children of Fatima did. So Fatima, Lucy, Jacinta, and Francisco, after Our Lady showed them hell and the dear secret and the necessity of reparation of her heart, after seeing these realities, the children were not looking, were looking only to repair Mary, to do sacrifices, to pray the rosaries. They were looking over the lesser opportunity to do something for Mary. Exactly what we are supposed to be doing. Imagine the three children of Fatima placing us the example, the lead, how to do it, what to do. And to what extent to do devotion to Mary, which is always and never, we can be tired in loving Mary and repairing her heart and putting in our mind lively those sorrows, that solitude, that reparation of her heart that God wants from us. This is why this is the center, the key of Fatima, this is the key of Badu. Even Archbishop Lefebvre concentrated the spirituality, the consecration to Mary, according to San Vito 1.4, which is the same. We cannot practice our consecration to Mary if we don't hate sin, and if we don't accompany her in her sorrows, carrying her cross. This is the great key, this is the heart of our fight. In the practical way, in the practical devotion, in our prayer life, in our penances. This is the focus. Focus on Mary, praying to her, repairing her heart, to save souls and to prepare her triumph. Together with St. Joseph, which is the most perfect model of practicing our consecration, loving Mary, St. Joseph. This is why we have to fight back against divine mercy, this devotion, false devotion, as totally the opposite to Mary's devotion, and to foster this on a daily basis, this devotion to the Mother of Mary. So let's ask St. Joseph to help us, to enlighten us, to give us the wisdom to do it well, as he did it. And the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.